You're listening to a spring celebration on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. I think we'll stay in the 19th century for a while and listen next to Songs of the Seasons by Josephine Lang, a composer I've been wanting to tell you about for months because she had such an interesting and tragic life. So I'm going to take a little while to tell you her story. She was born 2 months prematurely in March 1815 and was a small, frail child. Her mother soon taught her melodies to sing and play, and at the age of 3, Josephine was singing in front of guests, standing on a footstool trying to accompany herself. She never went to school because of her frailty, but she was tutored at home. And as a girl, she composed daily. Every experience seemed to motivate her to compose. Felix Mendelssohn visited Munich in 1830 and heard Josephine play her songs at the home of her godfather. After the first song, Mendelssohn requested a second, a third, a fourth. He couldn't hear enough. He returned the following year and visited Josephine daily, giving her free lessons in fugue and general bass. He insisted that her talent be perfected systematically through study and even invited her to Berlin to live with his sisters, but her father did not want her to leave. Although they never saw each other again, Mendelssohn always maintained an interest in her undertakings and even premiered some of her works. Josephine practiced singing and playing 8 hours a day. She spent her evenings among the nobility and most notable personages of the century. Among her musician friends were Ferdinand Hiller, Chopin, Vieuxtemps, and Anton Rubinstein. In 1838, Josephine and a friend went on a trip to Salzburg, and a high point was the visit with Mozart's widow, who was most hospitable to them and who became their friend. In 1840, she was made a royal court singer. At the court chapel, she was exposed to some representatives of the best Italian schools. Josephine suffered from intermittent illnesses, though. The royal widow Caroline took a warm interest in her and sent her to Krenz to recuperate in the mountain air at a spa. It was there that Josephine met Christian Reinhold Koestlin, who was recovering from a broken love affair. Koestlin was a poet, and soon she was setting music to his poems and singing them in the evening to the delight of everyone at the spa. Koestlin also played piano and could play all the Beethoven sonatas by memory. Between the two, there developed a deep, passionate love. He wrote his most beautiful poems. She made songs out of them. 41 songs and poems were created by them between July 6th and August 12th, 1840. Sie liebt mich, which we'll listen to in a little while, was composed during this period. On August 13th, after she had sung the song Sie liebt mich with more fire and expression than ever before, she and Koestlin became engaged. She was filled with anxiety during the night. That morning, her anxieties had passed and she went to see him, only to find him gone. A few days later, his letters came. He explained that he had gone to see his former girlfriend, feeling that things had not been resolved properly. He wanted to break off his former relationship in person. He assured Josephine of the validity of his love. She did not answer him for a year, even though she loved him very deeply. She was a very religious and patient person and did not want him to feel tied down to her. Kirstlin's letters poured in, but Josephine did not answer. Finally, he wrote and asked her to marry him and returned for her. Josephine's husband became a professor of law. They became the parents of 6 children, and Felix Mendelssohn became godfather to their firstborn son. The early death of Mendelssohn at age 38 in 1847 was a deep sorrow for Josephine. Her husband wrote a poem for the funeral. After Mendelssohn's death, Josephine was besieged with a number of tragedies. Her second son was afflicted with a tubercular condition affecting the glands and became a helpless cripple. Her husband developed a throat ailment, which made teaching impossible for him. Within 3 years, he became incapable of speaking. He died in 1856. Finally, Josephine's creative genius, latent during most of her married life, began to assert itself. She wrote her songs of Opus 20. Her oldest son, Felix, entered theological seminary, probably more out of a desire to support the family than to become a theologian, but the following year he had to leave the seminary due to a nervous disease. He suddenly became pathologically irritable, paranoid, and distrustful. He sank into dreadful depressions and guilt, and through long nights sat shivering and trembling at his mother's bed, clutching her hand for comfort. He became insane, and when he was 23, he was taken to a mental institution. Josephine broke down when they took him away. This misfortune produced a cycle of songs of sorrow. She composed more songs and made friends with Clara Schumann and Lily Mendelssohn's, Felix's daughter. Ferdinand Hiller, her old friend, made the world aware of Josephine. All this made her able to live again. Josephine's pension and income were not enough. She had to sell a piece of jewelry given to her by Queen Caroline. Mendelssohn's family gave her the proceeds of the first edition of Felix's letters from his journeys. Then a fire broke out in the asylum where her son was, and he was the only one to die. Her son Eugene, who suffered from a nervous fever, was home for 5 years without a job. Eventually, he went to work, and then her crippled son Theobald, to whom she had grown very close, died in the spring of 1873. The lonely Josephine never recovered from this blow. From this period blossom her sacred songs. She made new friends, however, and published a new book of songs in 1879. Her son Eugene died Easter of 1880, leaving her one son out of four. Josephine, ever more lonely, took refuge in her art, composing diligently. She died of a heart attack in December of that year. Her published compositions comprise 46 opuses, mostly consisting of a number of songs. Well, I know that was a long story, but I just had to tell it. And now, Songs of the Seasons by Josephine Lange.